Three Hudson Valley County executives joined New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney Thursday to urge Congress to deliver a coronavirus relief package that includes direct state and local funding. County leaders say they're looking at steep revenue losses and layoffs unless the federal government throws them a lifeline. Republican Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse says some county spending has gone for personal protective equipment or PPE.
You know, we spend a ton of money on PPE and other COVID-related expenses, millions of dollars. I mean, I'm talking besides masks and gloves, I had to buy body bags. I had to buy coffins. I had to, when I couldn't procure enough frozen refrigerated trucks to store remains in, I had to procure some on our own.
And he's turning to the federal government for financial assistance. Though the House on Friday passed the Democrats' so-called HEROES Act, which would provide an estimated $32 billion in funds for New York's counties and municipalities over 2 years, the measure faces an uncertain future in the Senate. Democratic 18th District Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who hosted the briefing, says four critical pieces of the package need to be passed in some form.
My top priority is giving these guys the resources they need to get the job done. And that comes in several forms. First, there should be a direct aid to each of the counties. Our proposal would provide, I believe, George, about $500 million to Westchester. It's around $168 million to Dutchess, $165 million to Dutchess. I believe Orange County would see $216 million.
The House bill sends $55 million to Putnam County, and the Westchester piece is $544 million. Maloney says the three other critical pieces are money for the MTA, schools, and the repeal of the $10,000 cap on state and local tax or SALT deductions. Democratic Westchester County Executive George Latimer says the pandemic is piling costs onto the county while cutting into revenues.
Most of the services that county governments provide are mandated services. It's not our discretion to run a county jail. It's not our discretion to run a public health department. We have to have these functions out there by law, and without the proper revenue, not only will we be laying off people to add to the economic problems, but we'll be, you know, in violation of both federal and state requirements.
His county's $2.1 billion budget is taking a hit, and he predicts a shortfall of between $90 million and $160 million. Republican County Executive Mark Molinaro says Dutchess has spent several million dollars on PPE.
We are looking at significant revenue loss. In my county alone, between $50 and $75 million of lost revenue, yet we will have increasing costs. Direct aid to county governments isn't just a good idea, and it isn't only responding to an emergency. It's necessary if this country wants to grapple and claw its way back onto its feet.
He says the HEROES Act is a necessary next step to help county and local governments.
There would be no greater mistake than as we start to restart the economy and see small businesses begin to open, than to have government like ours have to engage in massive layoffs. That in and of itself will cripple the economy yet again.
He says the county faces up to 200 layoffs in a worst-case scenario, including retirement incentives and the like. Dutchess, Orange, and Westchester counties are part of the Mid-Hudson region with four other counties, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster. New York State has yet to approve the region for meeting all seven metrics for Phase 1 reopening, which frustrates Orange County's Newhouse.
I personally think that Phase 1 should have started already in Orange County.
Newhouse believes there are double standards at work.
I have massive construction work, housing construction, in some areas of my county dubbed affordable housing, but regular mom and pop contractors can't work. Roofing companies, you name it. That is not fair. And if other places can open safely, so can them. And so I believe that at least phase one should start now, whether that's for all of Hudson Valley, partially. That's where we get some frustrations.
Westchester County's Latimer is concerned about neighboring Connecticut, which has partially reopened.
You know, we're worried about the opening of Fairfield County, because if anything is going to hurt us badly, it's going to be being able to go outdoor and dine in Greenwich and Stamford and not being able to do it in White Plains and Rye and Portchester. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think as a region we're there.
Congressman Maloney believes the region is ready to enter phase one responsibly.
I want the region open and sooner the better. And I understand and appreciate the importance of the metrics being used at the state level, but we're ready to go.
As of Thursday, the state shows the Mid-Hudson region having met 5 of 7 benchmarks ahead of Long Island and New York City. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.